New World Order. The heat is on you. Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on live Sunday, February 4th of 2007. It's just after 6 p.m. Central. And if you need or want a Super Bowl update, you're just going to have to turn the channel, turn the station, because we're not going to talk about that anymore, hopefully. I will have a couple of guests coming up around 6:30 here in about 30 minutes. We'll have Steve Mason. We'll talk more about local cable access TV. We'll talk about toll roads. We'll also discuss the illegal invasion issues and more. I just realized on the way up here, bringing Steve up here to the studio, that he's a guy wearing multi hats and working on several different issues. So he also worked and helped here locally in Williamson County in the District 52 race, where we challenged Mike Cruzy, the Republican state rep here in Williamson County last year. Him and I walked probably miles and miles last year during this time of year, putting on flyers on every door we could possibly hit. And we'll have Steve Mason on, and then at 7 o'clock we'll have Brad Ward on here, and we'll probably have a full hour there talking about the illegal invasion issues coming up here in a little while on the show. What I want to do between now and the bottom of this hour is have a bunch of call-ins, hopefully. Let me throw the phone number out there, 1-800-313-9443. Once again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. And I want to take basically some open lines between now and the bottom of the hour. I've got a bunch of things that I can cover in the meantime while we're waiting on calls. There's nobody on the line at all, so if you feel like picking up the phone and calling in, go ahead and do that now. And also, we're going to be this is usually a short segment between now and about 4 or 5 minutes more. So I don't want to have any announcements yet, but when we come back from the next break, if you would have a pencil and paper handy, because we've got several events coming up that I want to lay out and talk about, and maybe they're near you or you might be interested in going. So I'd like to go ahead and do that when we come back from this next break. So grab a pencil and paper so when we come back we can go over those. One article I was looking on rents.com, and a lot of people ask me, well, is this dangerous, or you feel like you're threatened in any way? And I'm just like, well, I'll tell you what's threatening and what's more dangerous is to do nothing. There is no such thing as under the radar. And this article kind of helps cover that. It was on rents.com. It's written by Ted Twightmire. And the question is, it starts out, the headline is, New ID Card Tracking, You're Already a Beacon. Much has been uttered and printed regarding the new national ID card coming soon to a pocket near you. Many are upset by this little gem of technology, fearing Big Brother and Orwell's ideas. But is it the first way they will have to personally track you? First, let's take a look at the essential factor for a spying at a distance without optics, radio frequencies. To begin with, it is generally accepted that frequencies of 50 megahertz and higher will travel from the Earth's surface through the ionosphere and into space. 50 megahertz is actually the start of the VHF television band, Channel 2, in the United States and Canada. A former member of the intelligence community went public on a television documentary about the first Gulf War in Iraq in 1991, when Saddam purchased all the new printers and computers for his military installations everywhere. A special chip was provided to the printer manufacturer by an American intelligence agency. It did everything the normal chip in the circuit did to make the printer work, plus one additional function. The chip acted like a beacon when pinged by a satellite signal, enabling American forces to drop a bomb on every single military installation. Then that was 16 years ago. Now, folks, there you have it. I mean, if they've got a chip and a printer where they can drop a bomb on you, I guarantee your cell phone has the same type of chip, your computer. They've probably got all these chips everywhere already and all this high-tech equipment. I bet you even shortwave radios that are manufactured in China or wherever. So even if you're listening on shortwave, there's no such thing as under the radar. In my opinion, we're at a point now where every telephone conversation you have is probably cached off in a computer memory somewhere, so that if and when your number ever comes up, they'll probably pull up every conversation that you've ever had, probably for the last 5 or 10 years. So, okay, we're coming up on the first break. This is Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on live on Sunday, February 4th. We'll be right back with announcements. Grab your pencil and paper.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Host Richard Reeves, and we're on live. It's Sunday, February 4th of 007. It's just after 6 p.m. Central, and I'll be covering the announcements of upcoming events here around Central Texas area and beyond here just in just a second, but I just want to wrap up on the article I was talking about a little while ago that was off rents.com, and the article was written by Ted Twightmeyer, and the headline on that was New ID Card Tracking, You're Already a Beacon. So, folks, I guarantee you that we're already bugged probably more ways than we'll ever know. I remember I did a short stint as a cable TV installer back, I guess, in the late 70s, early 80s. And at that time, they were starting with the addressable systems where you'd have the addressable set-top boxes for your cable TV. And what they've done, obviously, is they've just tried to make everything possible addressable in some way or another, where everything has its own address or can be identified on its own. I remember hearing also articles and stories about that even if you make photocopies of something in the future, they're going to have the print ink and the printers developed to where they'll be encoded with the specific exact serial number and printer, and ultimately then they'll be able to triangulate all that information with who owns that printer. So they'll be able to identify copies of brochures or anything that you've printed off. So that's why, in my view, it's just time for us to all get together and act. And as I've discussed on previous shows, what we try to do on this show and the objective is to answer that question that gets asked all the time, is what can we do? And, folks, there's just almost no end to what we can do. we can start groups, and we have here locally in Austin. We've got VoteRescue.org, for example, that addresses the electronic voting issues. We've got AustinTollParty.com, TexasTollParty.com, that address the toll road issues where they're actually working to usurp existing highways now and put tolls on them. We've got Texas Health Freedom that addresses forced psychological and drugging of children's issues. We've got another group that battles electroshock, stop shock. And so we've just got any number of groups. We've got another group that does animal RFID that I don't have their website handy right this second. But the point is, wherever you are locally, you guys can get active and form 911 truth groups. That's another thing that it's pretty easy to find more 911 truth groups in your area. And at some point, I will get a website set up to help people get networked and connected. But in the meantime, a good website to meet like-minded 911 truth folks is meetup.com. That's meetup.com. And when you go to that website, you can just do a search, put in 9/11 questions, 9/11 questions, and that'll lead you to a lot of groups all over the United States that you can track down that way. So you can start getting connected, which, by the way, that's a good way to segue into some of the upcoming events. On February 8th, this coming Thursday, there's a 911 questions group meeting. It's up in Dallas at Barbeck's Restaurant, and hopefully there's folks up there on 95.7 that are listening to this program. If you're listening to 95.7 FM, or if you're online or shortwave or however you're listening, at Barbeck's Restaurant, that restaurant is spelled B-A-R-B-E-C-S Restaurant. The address is 8949 Garland Road. That's 8949 Garland Road, and that is in Dallas, Texas. And the organizer for that is Joe. You can find out more about that when you go to that meetup.com. And like I said, just search 9/11 questions, and you can find out more about these groups in your area, because they're all over the United States, actually. But this particular meeting in Dallas, February 8th and Thursday, I plan on going up there and meeting with these folks up there. I'd like to get up there and talk about the political situation we're in with folks. I don't know exactly what the format is up there. I assume they'll be talking about a lot of things, but that's one of the things I'd like to discuss with folks up there, and also talk about low-power FM and how that really helps get the word out. I know there's one low-power FM up there right now, 95.7 FM. So if you haven't heard it up there and you live in that area, or you drive through that area, try it out next time you're listening to the radio or able to pick it up, 95.7 FM. And then February 19th, there's a meeting in Houston, and once again, you can go to meetup.com to find out about that. 911 Truth meeting in Houston, that's going to be at 7 p.m., and I don't have all the details for that right here, right this second, but the next show on the 11th, which will be a week from today, I will make sure and have all that updated information for the Houston meeting for February 19th. That's a Monday. It's supposed to be at 7 p.m. in Houston, and also there's a big conference coming up, which should be maybe one of the biggest 911 truth conferences ever. This will probably eclipse the Los Angeles conference that Alex Jones had last summer. And this is going to be in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona. It starts on, I believe, the 22nd. I think they do have some informal networking and events on the 22nd. But you'd have to go to the website. I'll give you a website here in just a second to check it all out. But it does start with some evening activities on the 22nd, on Thursday of February, and then it runs February 23rd, 4th, and 5th, all the way through Sunday evening. And I went to the LA conference. I was fortunate enough to go to that last year, and I also went to the Chicago conference up in Chicago. I think it was in late May, early June. But those were just awesome events. It was really incredible, just jam-packed with activities and speakers and guests and just a lot of knowledge. It's just amazing how this movement's really growing. And so if you can make it at all, let me give you that website right now to the event, to the conference in Chandler, Arizona. The website for that is evidently you don't need the www on there. Just leave that out. It's 911accountability.org. 911accountability.org. And so I'm looking over here to see if we got callers, and evidently the Super Bowl's kind of hurting us. But anyway, I'm going to throw that phone number out once again. I'm sure somebody out there is listening. The number is 1-800-313-9555. 1-800-313-9443. That, once again, is 1-800-313-9443. And back finishing up with the announcements here. We do have that big conference in late February starting on the 22nd. And the website to check that out is 911accountability.org. And I'd really recommend a lot of folks to check that website out, because the guest lineup that they have for this conference is probably the most extensive guest lineup that I've ever seen. And I know Chicago, the way that event worked, it was basically almost, well, it started on Friday night, and then you had a full day Saturday and Sunday. And basically in Chicago, they were running anywhere from 1 to 4, maybe even sometimes 5 speakers at one time, because what they would do is they had this big ballroom that they would partition up and make into separate rooms and configure it for the different activities and speakers. And so at times you'd sit there and it would even be difficult just to choose which speaker that you wanted to hear. You couldn't even take it all in. It was so jam-packed with speakers and information that you could not even take in that event completely all by yourself, because you just couldn't be at 4 or 5 places at one time, obviously. So it was really an awesome event. And speaking of which, I would like to put a plug in for one of my fellow co-hosts that I've yet to ever talk with at all, but I've just recently started being able to hear his show here in Austin. It comes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, evidently, at 7 p.m. till 8 Central, and that's Gary Franchi. I guess he said I heard him say he was at Chicago at the event last year, so I must have at least seen his face or encountered him at some point. Maybe I just didn't get to talk with him because there were so many people. But he does have a program on this network, republicbroadcasting.org, and which, by the way, that's the new website, republicbroadcasting.org. So check out our website. You can in the future we'll have all the archives going again, and in the meantime you can stream on that website. But Gary Franchi, whose program is called The Lone Lantern, does a similar show to mine in the way that he's trying to network people, and actually he's got a better infrastructure set up to start networking people, where you can actually go to his website at Lone Lantern, and I'll get that web address when we come back from the next break. I'll pull it up and make sure I've got the right address for the Lone Lantern. But if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, I'm sure you can find his website right there right away if you needed to. But anyway, he has a similar idea on his program, where he's looking to get people active. And as he likes to say, I don't look to make you a follower, I look to make you a leader. And for everybody that's out there listening to this type of programming and listening to this broadcast and many other like-minded broadcasts, you are leaders. What you know, what the information that's in your head, puts you up in the 5 or 10% of the population, in my point of view, because most people, they've got different aspects and different pictures kind of laid out of what's going on, but they don't. I think there's only 5 or 10% that actually have a broad spectrum, which I expect most of the listeners to republicbroadcasting.org and similar programs do. But what we're doing now is this 5 or 10% core group that we are is having an influence on about 30 or 40% of the voters, and that's due to numbers from this past election. So we're actually we're broadening our influence. Our sphere of influence is growing and increasing rapidly. And one way I like to make that example is last May, they had an event in Crawford, Texas, and I've referred to it before. It was called Rumble at the Ranch. And specifically, the issue that was driving that event, Rumble at the Ranch, was about the illegal invasion, the fact that pretty much our borders are almost non-existent, almost, and we're being allowed to be invaded, actually. And so what they were doing in Crawford, Texas at Rumble at the Ranch were discussing these issues. And most of the speakers were on board on a lot of the broad spectrum of issues that we talk about, whether they're black box voting or the harm that's coming to the First Amendment attacks we're getting. You know, most of the people there, I think, were pretty awake, but they had a few speakers up there that would qualify and be in the neocon ranks. And so they had a few speakers refer to, for instance, Ann Coulter and to Michelle Malkin and say, oh, these authors are great, conservative writers, et cetera, et cetera. And so I got some flack from some of my friends saying, what is this? What is this? What have we come to? We've come to some neocon rally up here. But anyway, we'll finish that story up when we come right back from this break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. And right now, while I'm thinking about it, I'd like to thank Tom, my producer. He's always here doing a great job. And it's so great to be able to just look through the window and be able to see the physical cues to know when to talk and when to shut up. But thank you, Tom, for the job you do. And basically, I said that I would come back and give that Lone Lantern website. That's lonelantern.org, lonelantern.org. And he's got that website set up where folks can start getting networked and getting groups started. So I'd like to recommend his website right now, lonelantern.org. And his name is Gary Franchi, and he does do a show on RBN here on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. And right now we do have a caller, so let's go ahead and bring up Gary from Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
I'm the old gray-bearded part in the woods in Tennessee, and I'm not watching the football game.
Oh, you're not?
We got more important things to do.
We got bigger and better
fish to fry. Namely, the name of your program, Restoring the Republic.
Well, I think that's fitting, and hopefully we can implement that program.
Well, let me ask you a question. In a short statement, can you tell me how to restore the public, and then I'll give you my take on it.
Well, actually, the effect that we're having here, is this the first time you heard the show?
Yeah, you're kind of new on this network.
Right. I just came on. My first show was January 7th. And
yeah, well, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you.
Hell of a network.
Well, we're hanging in by our fingernails here, but
that's all right. We do 100 hours of streaming of RBN a week, and I'm probably about as informed as you can get after 8 years of that. So.
Wow. Well, one of the things that's going on here in Austin and in Central Texas, actually, is we are starting to have an effect at the political level. Basically, what I would say at this point is what we've got now is we've got a Republican-Democrat parties that basically they seem monolithic and impenetrable, and they seem like, well, we might not be able to do anything with those parties. But in actuality, we should start thinking of them more as a Hollywood set. Basically, I mean, you've seen those old Western Hollywood sets where you had the little Western town, and it basically all they are just storefronts and facades, and there's really nothing behind them. Well, that's the way I see that the Republican and Democrat parties are. And that's where we've started having an effect, where here we have about 31% of the vote here in Central Texas that we're starting to have an influence with the all the word that we've gotten out here in Texas. So we can actually start having an effect, getting some good constitutional-minded candidates like a Ron Paul, but not just at the presidential level. Where we need to really be busy at as well is right from dog catcher level all the way to city council member, county commissioner, you name it, every race. We need to be looking at getting people that are constitutionally minded in the race. And so we actually do have a chance to restore our republic. And I know one of the first issues you're probably going to bring up, which everybody does ask me about right away, is what about black box voting? And what we do have here in Austin is also a great group called VoteRescue.org that's headed up by Karen Rennick and Vicky Karp, which, by the way, they were a guest on, I think my second show or actually my third show, had featured Vicky Karp and Karen Rennick with VoteRescue.org talking about that issue. So, Gary, that's basically kind of in a nutshell what we're trying to do is actually we're going to start getting involved at the grassroots level and get back involved not as a third party but independents with a small I. So that's where we're at. So what do you think about that idea?
Well, at the local level, that's great, but what people don't understand, and I hear these politicians on TV, and I can't say what they make me feel like on the air without being obscene, but we do not have congressmen. We do not have senators. We do not have a president. We do not have judges. That's the law of it. You go back and study the history. You go back to the Reconstruction Act, the banking thing in 1933, trading with the enemy act in 1933, and we're basically being ruled by executive orders. And that CEO of U.S. Incorporated, he's the CEO. He is not the president. He sits in the Oval Office. He's no more of a president than I am. And those congressmen are not congressmen. The senators are not senators. They are, board of directors of the bankruptcy of the United States, okay?
Well, basically, as I've laid out on the show, though, I agree with you. I know that we've got the legislature, the executive branch, and the judiciary all operating outside of the Constitution. There's no question of that. The question is, okay, here's our situation. What do we do? Do we just let it go on and turn a blind eye and throw our hands up and let it continue?
No, that's not what we do at all.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. There was a guy that was on Greg Zemanski's program. His name is Terry Lee, and I've done the studying on this for several, many years, and I've got some people that are very knowledgeable in this. And the first thing you got to do is withdraw your 14th Amendment citizenship status, okay? There are affidavits. I hear the music. Hold me on.
Gary, yeah, we'll hold you on and we'll let you continue with that. And I'll tell you right now that I'm not against what you're talking about, but I don't know if that's going to help us in the long run. But anyway, we'll discuss that when we come back after the break. Thanks for listening to Restoring the Republic on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. Once again, it is Sunday, February 4th. We're on live. 2007. It's about 6:30 p.m. Central, and what we do on the show is we're here to counter the mainstream media's decades-long call to action on the American public. The mainstream media has basically had a call to action on the American public of be fat, dumb, and happy, be hypnotized, fall asleep, go to sleep, don't do anything, and maybe, just maybe, once every November, on the first Tuesday in November, come down to the poll and vote. So that, in my opinion, is part of what's gotten us here in this shape. And also what we do here pertains to, in the Bill of Rights, Article 1, which says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So that First Amendment, that's what we're all about here, and hopefully the show will be on the cutting edge of the First Amendment, and we'll be pushing to keep and maintain and protect the First Amendment here. All right, right before the break, we had a caller from Tennessee named Gary, And he's talking about the relinquishing of your so-called citizenship and your relinquishing of your contract with this corporate outfit, the United States of America. So, Gary, go ahead and outline what you're talking about.
Okay, well, the bottom line is that there's no court of law. I don't care if you went to the Supreme Court. The organic constitution of the United States and the organic constitution of each and every state has never, ever been nullified by the body politics. They're sitting there all dusted off on the shelf. The problem is that we have entered into this contract with all these hidden terms. It's like reading an insurance policy. We've entered into these so-called contracts. There's a birth certificate. There's a driver's license. There's a marriage certificate. There's the Social Security. There's the income tax and all these issues that they claim that you have given up your 13th Amendment status and you are now, I don't hate using this word, but I'm a white nigger on the U.S. corporate plantation. Okay.
Well, we're all slaves on the plantation. But Gary, let me ask this. Okay, let's just say I know a lot of folks punch out of the system, quote unquote, and I'm not against that. It'd be great if we had 300 million people do that, just punch out like that. But I think that where we are now is we have to fight the battle on all fronts, and that's just one of the fronts. I'm not against what you're doing. I'm in all in favor of that. But we got a lot of folks that, in reality, in a realistic and a pragmatic view, punching out may not necessarily be an option for them.
Well, here's the bottom line. Once you state your political status and you challenge jurisdiction of the court, they got a problem if you filed an affidavit of truth and you've gone through some other paperwork. I got all kinds of legal paperwork that can be filed. But the bottom line is that if you don't there's what they call a presumption of jurisdiction and a presumption of political status that the judge automatically does. Now, I'm telling you right up front, you can go into any court. I don't care if it's traffic court, circuit court, federal court, and you're going to look at the flag on the wall, it's going to have gold fringe on it. Bottom line, we are under military rule, and they have hijacked the government.
Okay, Gary, but here's the thing is I understand what you're talking about. And punching out, does that make the UN go away? Does that make that military rule go away? Does that make toll roads go away? Does that make these vaccine programs go away? Does that make black box voting go away? Do those actions make these things go away? Does that make the New World Order go away?
It makes the court go away.
But if the roundup ever comes, if the FEMA camps ever are ordered to be filled up with people like you and I think that that's just not going to be enough protection for you. I understand where you're at with being protected from court action right now.
The bottom line is either you're an American or you're the slave. That's the bottom line. And if you challenge jurisdiction and you state your political position, I am of the posterity that won the war of 1776. I have never entered into any contract where I have signed up for this 14th Amendment citizenship, okay? You do not have access to your Constitution. You do not have access to the Bill of Rights. You have access to none of this stuff in a court.
Right,
unless
but even
you
if
do that.
I understand where you're at, Gary. Well, I tell you what, if 300 million of us could do that, that'd be great. But the way I see it is we're in a wartime situation, literally, for the restoring of our country here. And so we have to be on every front. We can't leave fronts unmanned. And you're on one of those fronts, and I appreciate that you're on one of those fronts.
Well,
but these other fronts cannot go ignored. Otherwise,
no, absolutely not. They're coming at us from 100 different directions.
That's it.
I don't care if it's GMOs, if it's vaccines, you name it, UN. It goes on and on. They're coming at us from 100 different directions.
Right, bingo. And that's one of my objectives on this program is to launch 100 different ways back.
And this
Oh, I know. It's been going on for decades.
1886 around there with Lincoln. I thought I was taught in school. He freed the slaves. He was a great man. Well, he wasn't a great man. He was one of the biggest traitors this country ever saw. Lincoln was not a great person. He might have done what he had to do to hold the Union together, and I can't totally disagree with that. But the national emergency is over, and every president since then has signed on to this Emergency Powers Act and all this other garbage they go to. And the bottom line is that you've got to state in affidavit form who you are, what you are, and what your political status is.
All right, Gary. Well, listen, okay. I've got a couple guests that I need to bring online right now. I appreciate your call and you getting that word out. Thank you for that. And I'll tell you what. I'm sorry? Okay. Gary's gone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
One of the best things I've ever seen is a CD on Greg Zemanski's site made by Terry Lee. And you get that CD, it'll be the best $25 you ever spent. And it explains all this and how to go about doing this. And I'm not hearing anybody talking about how do we recall these people that are not upholding their oath of office. And they're not defending us against enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you email me, Gary? Gary, my email is richard@restoringtherepublic.com. richard@restoringtherepublic.com. Or you can also call and leave a message. We can get in contact, 512-828-7240. That's 512-828-7240. Because that's one thing I would like to know more about is recalling some of these so-called elected officials. And right now, Gary, I'm sorry to let you go, but I do have two guests that are coming up here, and I need to get with them. I appreciate your call. Okay, Gary? Okay, right now we're about to bring up Steve Mason, and Steve Mason has been my local Access TV producer now for, I guess, at least a year and a half, if not longer. And our primary focus on the Access show that we've been doing is about the toll road issue down here in Central Texas, Trans-Texas Corridor, et cetera. And also one of Steve's issues that drives him that he's got a passion about is the illegal invasion issue, which we'll be touching upon that as well with him and Brad Ward coming up here in a little bit. But Steve also, like I said, he wears many hats. He's worked with me on these political campaigns. We did some work for the Barbara Samuelson campaign in the primary of 2006. And so he's one of these guys that wears several different hats and has covered a lot of different issues. So, Steve, welcome to the program, and tell us what's going on with Local Access TV.
Well, Local Access TV is the way the famous Alex Jones got started here in Austin. He was just a kid of, you know, about 10 or 12 years ago, and he just started propounding on Cable Access TV, and Alex Jones has taken off like a rocket since then. If you get on some of these strongly political activist shows, they can have an effect. They really can. And it brings a whole community of patriots together to get together on common cause and spread the message out. So for those of you, so for people in Austin, as well as those in the any other areas that have Access TV and are not just, you know, from listening from people who are listening from outside of Austin, you should take advantage of these venues. They're practically free.
So tell us, how difficult is it to get a Cable Access TV show going?
Not very difficult at all. You have to buy a producer's license, which is $100 a year. And
that's here in Austin. It might differ from community to community, but that's a pretty reasonable way to go to have the venue to get on the TV like that.
I believe it's gone up to $300 in Dallas. It used to be free, but I know Tucson has one. And then you have to take some here in Austin, you have to take some training courses, about two or three of them at about $60 a pop on how to do equipment and editing and that sort of thing. And then all you do is apply for the program and pay an extra $40 or $20 a season series fee if you want to go for series. If you don't want to have a series, you could just submit programs for float. You can make your own programs. They don't have to be live. You can put them in for float. You can put any documentary you want on. And
so you could play the DVDs like 911, Road to Tyranny, or Loose Change, or Freedom to Fascism, things like that.
Over and over and over.
Right.
Alex Jones has been doing that right now. His stuff is getting replayed and replayed and replayed, and that's because he takes the initiative to have it done.
Right, and that's what's amazing, though, is I didn't really think about the residual effect where you can do something one time, and then the work just continues on and on and on, because I know that, for example, our show, there's been times when I've been scanning through the TV or whatever, and it'll be a replay of our show that you and I do. And so your efforts that are out there, you folks in the audience, if you get involved in local cable access TV, it's not just a one-time effort where you come and do the show and it's all gone. That effort can continue because they do it on replays. And like Steve was saying, you can replay different videos like Freedom to Fascism, In Plain Sight, 911, Road to Tyranny, you name it, all these different, you got the Loose Change videos and all that. So you can put that out on the air and play it live or on tape, and then they'll replay it over and over and over, because the local cable access TV channels, for the most part, is not a very crowded programming lineup. I think Austin probably has one of the most crowded lineups that there is, and I would just imagine other cities there'd be even more openings. What do you think on that, Steve?
Could be. Some of them have strictures that they put on it, but look into it. Look into it, and if it's there, take advantage of it. Because some people, some towns will take advantage of it, and you'll see nothing but left-wing programming.
That's right. Well, it's like here in Austin, somehow that program called Democracy Now!, which I think the title pretty much gives the show away, Democracy Now!, if you just hear the title, you pretty much kind of know the slant on that. But it does have, I think it's Amy Goodman, and is that her name, Amy Goodman, Steve? Okay, Amy Goodman does that show, and somehow they get that 6 p.m. slot Monday through Friday.
That's because they have five different producers for it.
Okay, but most of the producers don't seem to have that kind of stroke or power to dictate their time and day and everything like that. So it's interesting how the Democracy Now! gets that 6 p.m. time slot here locally. But anyway, that's beside the point really, though, because the bottom line is if you get involved in local cable access TV programming in your area, wherever you're located, you can have a huge influence. And as Steve Mason said, that's how Alex Jones got started. As a matter of fact, you've produced Alex's shows at times as well, haven't you?
He's guesting on my show.
Okay. All right. And also, some people that just get started, don't they actually just sit in the producer's studio with a camera in there, and so they actually run their show and produce at the same time?
That's exactly what Alex did. Is he'd roll the camera into the control room, and he set up an easel behind him with some picture on it or something for a background, and just went from there.
So there you go, folks. You can even do it all by yourself. You don't even necessarily have to have a like-minded individual to help you. You can just start out. And I've actually seen cable TV access shows that way myself, that I've seen where somebody's just in the producer's studio and has rolled a camera in to that studio where they're actually doing the show and producing at the same time. So that's what you can do if you're committed. And that helps get the word out about all these things. And believe me, this alternative media is taking off bigger and bigger every day. And that's one of the things I like to say is we have to be masters of the alternative media. The internet, low power FM, Radio Free Austin here in Austin. We've got several low power FM scattered throughout Central Texas, up in Dallas and Oklahoma. And the low power FM covers people that can be out there in their cars driving around with their FM radio and tune in all over town to all the different programming that's on the air. Some of it GCN, some of it RBN. There's a mix of programming on Radio Free Austin. And people really have reacted here in Austin. As a matter of fact, many of you probably heard this week where there was a big event at the UT, at the University of Texas here in Austin, where Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and George Humphreys spoke at a 911 Truth event, and there were between 800 and 1,000 folks in that hall, and it was they literally had to stop allowing people in. And I think ultimately everybody that wanted in did get in, but at first they did actually stop some people from getting in to make sure that they weren't overcrowded in the room. But it was a huge event, huge turnout, and that was about 3 days' notice that Alex Jones and George Humphreys and Jack Blood had to put the word out about that event. But that gives you an idea of what's going on in Central Texas, and that's what can go on nationwide. I remember Saturday a week ago listening to Webster Tarpley's program, and he was talking about how he was actually in Washington, D.C., at a big peace rally where they had a significant portion of the people there were 911 Truth folks. And I've heard numbers anywhere from that was 100,000 up to 500,000 folks out there. But that's the kind of effect that all these
alternative medias are having via internet, shortwave radio, low power FM, and you name it. We just need to keep expanding our efforts with all these regards, and cable access TV is one of the best venues to make that happen. Steve, do you have any idea, or has there ever been talk about numbers of people that watch cable access TV?
There can only be guesstimates.
Really? Because last week I had Kevin Gallagher from Connecticut. He was from Bethel, Connecticut, and he'd been doing cable access TV for about 10 years, and he likened it as to kind of like wrestling, like WWE wrestling, where people watch it and they've got big numbers and all that, but nobody will admit that they watch it. And so I think that's kind of where cable access TV is, that people don't want to admit. But Steve, how long have you been doing cable access TV?
Since about 1993 or two.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're now 15, 16 years. Wow, mm-hmm. That's a long time, cable access TV. So what are some of the other hosts that you've had on the show? I know you've had some other hosts that have done great work.
Well, I had a great one who was doing the immigration show until he booked out. And that's when Richard took his place.
What was that gentleman's name? Keith?
Keith, yeah.
Keith? Right. Keith was an excellent host that you had. And hopefully he'll come back and get involved. We're going to break, folks. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. It's Sunday, February 4th. We'll be right back and we'll take Jerry's call and get online with these other two guests.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. It's Sunday, February 4th. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we are on republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the website and help us keep this network alive and We've got a lot of great books, videos, all kinds of different merchandise on the website. So there, check it out, republicbroadcasting.org. And one of the things that interests me, which there are many things, but is, does anybody out there know of a good group that deals with Fourth Amendment rights, rights to privacy, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by oath of affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, folks, if you know of a good Fourth Amendment rights group, email me at richard@restoringtherepublic.com. Richard@restoringtherepublic.com. All right, we're on the air with Steve Mason. We were talking about local cable access TV, and we had Jerry from Connecticut call before Steve came on, so I know it might be off topic, but let's go ahead and bring Jerry up and get his call in here. He's gone? Okay. All right, Jerry, sorry about that, that we didn't get to you in time. But, Steve, let's wrap up. I know in this next hour we're going to be talking with you and Brad Ward about the illegal invasion issues, but let's wrap up local cable access TV. Tell the folks whatever you'd like to finish up with on cable access, how it's been so successful here in Austin.
Just get involved with it, because what are you going to do? Are you going to write to your senator or your congressman or maybe complain to the mayor about things you don't like? They'll just send you a thank you for inquiring. Do like Alex Jones did. The only reason other people haven't taken off like Alex Jones is because they haven't tried. I myself have not gone on the air. I've just produced the shows. But I bet if I were to get on the air and start propounding and, you know, standing on the soapbox, I could probably move out into the mainstream as well. Anybody can do it.
Well, I know we did have a big call out for more cable access TV producers. That I think that was two or three Mondays ago. And so I think there's a lot of new producers coming up here in Austin. And I would suggest to folks out there, wherever you're located, is network with groups there in your area and get some folks interested in local cable access TV as well as low-power FM and get the ball rolling on getting these forms of communication out there, because that's like I remember years ago before Alex was on Worldwide Shortwave. I think he was on a local FM station. But I understood that he'd gotten started on local cable access TV, and so now he can call out an event, and there'll be 800 or 1,000 folks turn out. So that's what can be done with local cable access TV. And then as well as we talked about, you can play these great videos, these DVDs, Freedom to Fascism, 911 Road to Tyranny, et cetera, and you can wake up the people. Kevin Gallagher last week was a great proponent of local cable access TV. He really talked about how now that almost everywhere he goes, he's recognized and people give him a thumbs up on what he's doing, and which verified what I've been saying on the show, and I will continue saying every week, is we are past critical mass. We're out past critical mass. Now it's time for us to restore this republic. So, Steve, listen, I appreciate what you've done to help me be a host on your cable access TV show. Tell the folks how that our show happened.
Well, I always had my show, and I lost my original host, and so I started bringing in the toll road people, and I think Sal Costello brought you in, and you've been doing it ever since.
That's right. One time Sal Costello had to bow out of his show. He had other commitments, and he brought me on there, and I was a guest at first, and the next thing you know, I ended up being a host. All right, folks, well, we're at the bottom of this first hour. When we come back, we're going to have Brad Ward and Steve Mason is going to continue with us. We're going to talk about the illegal invasion issues and what can be done. We've gotten more word about that out here in the last election. The press on these illegal invasion issues was bigger and better than ever. 2006 probably had more press about this issue than ever, just like the voting issues. So we will be back, and you're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It's Sunday, February 4th of 2007, and we'll be right back after this break.